Hey, Tara Strong here, and you're listening to the GeekCast Radio Network.
Podcast good!
Will these infernal setbacks never end?
The revolution begins now!
My name is Optimus Prime, and this episode of Transformation Animation Podcast features Mike Blanchard and Michael Wilson.
Hello and welcome to episode 18 of Transformation Animation Podcast. I am one of your hosts, Dave Drew and Mike, and joining me is Pecan Crop Michael. Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going, and Spade of the Belt Matrix. Hello.
Yo.
Yo. And this time around, we're going to talk, this is probably going to be a very short episode, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to be talking about the toys in the animated line that they showed off at BotCon 2009 that we still have never got. Probably will never get. These are basically mostly all repaints. There are a couple in here, stuff like Wingblade Optimus Prime, Blackout, and Hydro Dive Bumblebee did come out in Japan, but we haven't got them here in the U.S. So starting with the deluxes, we have Toxic Oil Slick, Fugitive Waspinator, Vortex Blur, and Mercenary Swindle. I would have loved to get my hands on a Fugitive Waspinator because he's a Bumblebee repaint, but he's green and he's awesome.
That would have been a cool figure to get a hold of.
Yeah.
That figure was not going to have the remolded head, right?
No, it's just Bumblebee's head, but it's all Waspinator or Wasp colors.
Yeah.
Green and purple and all that stuff, and he was going to have purple boosters. It was going to be cool.
I still would have bought one.
Yes.
I think I'm at a bit of a disadvantage here because my web browser isn't reacting very well, so I'm not actually going to be able to follow along with the
And the funny thing is, Toxic Oil Slick isn't that much different. It's not that big of a repaint.
No, it really isn't. I mean,
they could have done more with him. I mean, considering he's a motorcycle, they could have done like a G1 Wreck-Gar homage.
Mm-hmm.
That Despite the cool. fact that there's already a Wreck-Gar out there, but I mean, he's not a motorcycle.
Mm.
But I mean, there's a couple of different things I could have done with him that would have been really cool. I think they dropped the ball there.
Yes. Now I am looking at the two pictures side by side. Deluxe Oil Slick on his motorcycle form is more dark, whereas the Toxic Oil Slick that we never got was more of a lighter green.
Now, remember, the picture you're looking at has the Hasbro shininess added to it.
Right. Yeah, that's true.
Oh, the Photoshopped?
Yes.
Yeah.
And then Vortex Blur was basically just a grayish, silverish blur, gray and black.
That was a nice-looking figure, though.
Yeah. It would have been cool. The greatest thing about the blur, I think, was the fact that I don't remember this on the original toy, if not, but he actually had a red Elite Guard symbol on his chest, so that was really cool. And Mercenary Swindle, he's pretty much
gunmetal.
Yeah, insert G1 Megatron colors here, pretty much as far as the gunmetal.
See, now, there's another drop ball, because what really would have been sweet here is a G2 Swindle homage. You know, some red and blue camo.
Yeah.
That would have been sharp. And that's a color combination that you really don't see in the animated line.
Yeah. For me, out of the deluxes, the two that I would mainly want is the Blur and the Fugitive Waspinator. What about you, Spada?
Just the Fugitive Waspinator.
Michael?
I would have gone with the Fugitive Waspinator as well.
Moving on to the Voyagers. As I said, we did get Hydro Dive, Bumblebee, Blackout, and Wingblade Optimus.
In
Japan.
Yeah.
Wingblade Optimus looks great in theory, but
In theory. He's got a trailer, though. Come on.
Yeah, kind of.
Kind of, yeah.
And he's more translucent than anything else, which I thought was kind of cool. Because this isn't just the... I almost said leader class. This isn't just the Voyager class U.S. version just repainted for the wings. They basically took the mold and just repainted it in shiny red colors.
Well, all of the Japanese toys were repainted in shiny colors.
That's true.
So you like Bumblebee was more of a gold bug. You know, yeah. they all had their shiny bits because that was the thing they were doing in Japan at the time. But, you know, the fact that he was translucent and had shiny bits was terribly cool. Japan had a lot of translucent figures for the that were exclusive to the animated line as well. But yeah. I'm not sure if that's going to be included in the scope of our conversation here. But no, Wingblade was really sweet. I mean, I totally would have bought one if it wasn't $80 on Big Bad Toy Store.
It's currently 60.
If those are on sale. In fact, they're having a clearance sale.
I think that's its sale price.
Yeah, they had Hydro Dive Bumblebee for like $20 or something, and I was so tempted to buy it.
Hydro Dive Bumblebee, I just don't get it.
I don't know if you'll remember this, but the McFarlane toys had a Spawn. You know, they still have a Spawn line. They're on like, you know, the 50th run now or something. But
yeah.
Back in like the 6th or 7th run, it was like, I want to say 1997, they had a figure. It was like Space Spawn or something. But it was literally like a Spawn, a mechanical Spawn with a spaceship on top of him. And the spaceship would fold over the front of him, and it was like a battle mech type of thing. It looked like a spaceship with legs. And it was terribly cool. And that's what this Hydro Dive Bumblebee reminds me of. It's like a Bumblebee with a spaceship on his head that folds over and becomes like a ship.
He reminds me of a shiny Sea Spray.
I can get that.
So much. Yeah. And Blackout and
Goldfire, huh? No, I said it seems like overkill. I mean, why would they make a toy like that when it didn't show up in the show? Mm-hmm. And you know, it has no relevance anywhere. I mean, the Autobots were in, I want to say Lake Erie, many times, and never once did he break out. You know, a scuba gear or a little mini submarine or anything.
Yeah. And the other ones, like Goldfire Grimlock, they're just doing repaints for the sake of repaints at this point. I mean, the only three originals in here are Thundercracker, Bulkhead, and Wingblade Optimus. Well, Wingblade Optimus is a repaint, but at least it gave us the Wingblade mode. In Japan, we finally got Thundercracker, so we can complete the Seekers for the Voyagers.
Right. See, I would have bought that.
Yeah.
And you got to think, that was an activator.
Originally, yes.
Yeah, so I mean, for $7, I would have bought that up. Why not?
Yep.
But again, if it's a Japan exclusive, that's $50.
Yeah, that's true. So, and then there's Mudbuster Bulkhead, which... As we've said already, you know, Bulkhead, he just doesn't...
That didn't look like a repaint to me. It kind of looked like a Bulkhead with black highlights.
It pretty much is. All the Bulkheads are different shades of green or whatever, but yeah.
I wasn't terribly thrilled with that particular color scheme. But the Grimlock repaint, I mean, Grimlock's a popular character. He sold really well, but would that be enough to sustain a complete different repaint? I think that a Blitzwing repaint would have sold really well.
The Goldfire Grimlock basically looks like a very dull...
dull gold.
Well, it is, yeah. But what I was going to say was it's a very dull Lucky Draw color gold. I mean, it's not as shiny as the Lucky Draw gold. It's very dull, and I just don't care for it.
I was thinking like a Gold Lagoon homage.
Those are pretty much the Lucky Draw colors, yeah. And that's pretty much it for the unreleased stuff. I guess we can kind of use this to... I was going to do this last episode, but I guess we can kind of use this really quickly to talk about the BotCon set for 2011, because we have repainted animated molds in that.
Right.
And I know Michael wants to talk about that Motormaster should have been Retgar, not Optimus.
You know, I don't own this set, so it's hard for me to say either way. But when it first came out, when I first started seeing pictures of it, I liked the head. It was like, that's a cool looking head. But I didn't like the way that head looked on that figure. I thought that that head looked a lot better on a boxier, blockier, bulkier figure like Retgar. And someone did a digibash, or a Photoshop, you know, of a purple colored Retgar with that head on its shoulders. And it, to me, it looked awesome.
Yeah.
And when you put it in truck mode, it looked like kind of a boxy semi truck. Mm-hmm. Optimus doesn't have a trailer. It doesn't scream Motormaster to me.
Yes. Spada, do you have any opinions on the BotCon set from this past year?
You know, it's not a bad set. It really isn't a bad set at all. I thought it was pretty cool. My only big issue was I really wish they combined somehow. I just really
I think that's
wanted
everyone's
them.
Issue.
Yeah, everyone I wanted them that. To combine. Now,
was
I
there
also
anyone who complained about Dragstrip being a girl?
There were complaints about it. I didn't care. I would have rather Dragstrip have been, instead of the RC mold, I would have liked that to have been the oil slick mold. I think that just would have worked better for the character.
I'll buy that, sure. Yeah, but I knew that. I figured that they would have included a motorcycle mold in there somewhere.
That was my only complaint with the set is I don't think the RC mold was the correct scale for those figures.
Hmm. Well, I knew that they had to be race cars, and there were only so many race cars in the line.
Yeah.
Yep.
So my thought was either they're going to go with a motorcycle, or they're going to have to make one of them a girl.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I didn't mind animated has been known at this point to gender bend. I mean, they made Red Alert a girl in season 3. Yeah. I don't really care about that. What really pissed me off was all the horrible bad jokes people started making about... Like after the Dragstrip news came out, that's what really pissed me off was the fans making all these jokes.
She's either a drag queen, which means she's a guy, or she's a stripper, which means she comes with her own pole.
Yeah.
I was one of those people making the jokes. Yeah.
No. There's a difference between like people like us who are actually in the fandom and we take it. You know, we can joke around, but we also take it seriously. Whereas you have those half-assed three-post wannabes on TFW that are just, oh, it needs to be G1 or else it sucks. You know, those people.
I've
people
only got three posts on TFW.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's not even get there. We'd be here for 2 hours complaining about those people. Overall, I think the set is very well done. The exclusives, the two-pack besides Thunder, besides the Galvatron and the Thundercracker, the two-pack exclusive of Toxitron and Sideswipe, I really like that. The Physitron, the Iron Fist, which uses Ratchet's
Cybertron mode. Now those were cool.
Yeah, those are very cool. The Auto Troopers, that white one.
That was awesome.
The Auto Trooper
looks so good. Yeah.
So awesome.
Didn't our friend
Optobotomus end up with like 4 or 5 of them?
I think so. I don't remember what he ended up with.
Wow.
And Toxitron, green repaint of Optimus. That's awesome to me.
That was a very, very cool figure.
Yes.
I would buy them, but I'm sorry, $80 for for one of those figures,
yeah,
I think is a bit really much.
Plus, yeah. Like, if you go on eBay and look for a full set, aftermarket value on any BotCon set is going to be $500 or over.
Well, you know, exactly. I can't say I would go to BotCon and not buy them and then possibly resell them.
Yeah.
I can't say right. I wouldn't do that because you could really make you would make your investment back.
Well, Michael does that every year.
Yeah, well, every year except for Disney. Right.
Yeah.
I mean, we would. Yeah. I would go, and Chrissy would go, and we would both get the Primus package, and then I'd keep my set. And as soon as we got back to the hotel room, after picking up, you know, after registering, basically, she
eBay,
would put her
up
set
on eBay.
Exactly, right up on eBay, yeah. And I mean, literally, she would put it on. And you can't wait. It has to be one of the first up there, and you get top dollar, because people will. Jump on the buy it now price from the first one they see. And if you put buy it now for $750 within minutes of purchasing it, someone is going to buy it.
Yep. And that's easily your trip.
We made like $1,000 easily. I want to say Lexington and the year we went to
Cincinnati.
Yeah. Easily made $1,000 on our figures, on her set. I kept mine, but, yeah, I mean, it literally paid for the trip.
Now,
you paid for the trip.
Oh, yes.
Exactly, yeah. Now, that wasn't so much the case for Disney because, you know, we brought the kids and we hung out in the parks.
Yeah, that was more of a family vacation.
It was a vacation,
just going to BotCon. Right. Now, I would have loved to have seen what, if they switched the, originally, Wild Rider was going to be a Rodimus repaint, and Breakdown was going to be a Lockdown repaint. I would have loved to have seen that, but I still like what we got with Breakdown as Rodimus and Wild Rider as Blazing Lockdown. Again, for the Blazing Lockdown mold as Wild Rider, those spikes on the side of his neck, those make it look awesome.
That is a cool look. He's still got the spikes on the side of his neck in the original mold.
Yeah. Well, the Blazing Lockdown mold, yeah. Yeah. So I think that's going to do it for us. We're going to head to some ads really quickly, and we'll come back to close the show.
Transformation Animation Podcast will be back after these messages.
Soundwave, jam that transmission!
Rumble Frenzy, Ravage Rabbit, Inject, Operation Interference.
No, there will be no Operation Interference. I am TFG1 Mike, and you should be listening to my very first podcast, the TFG1 Podcast. 24 episodes covering the entire U.S. run of the 1984 Transformers cartoon. I also have a few supplemental episodes and an interview with Stan Bush. I bring in guest hosts who will be full-time co-hosts in Steve Megatron and fan of the show, now co-host Pecan Court Michael. So check out the TFG1 Podcast. You can find it on iTunes and the web at www.geekcastradio.com. Transform and roll out!
Welcome to my throne room, Future Tales. The Beast Unleashed podcast is over, not gone. You can hear more of this great podcast discussing all the episodes of Beast Wars and Beast Machines on GeekCastRadio.com. We include voice actor and writer interviews with stellar hosting by Steve, Mike, and Michael. Head on over to iTunes or the net, or else I will send you my Viacons to extract your spark and destroy you. Yes.
Stan Bush here, and I dare you to check out Radio Free Cybertron.
This is Brian Kilby, host of Radio Free Cybertron, the original Transformers Internet radio show, and one of the world's first podcasts. First online in 1999, yes, 1999. We've been doing this for a while. We are also the official podcast of TFormers.com, and quite frankly, we're pretty awesome. So check us out, tfradio.net.
You can now hear the Geekcast Radio Network while on the go with Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher is a free use and talk mobile app available for your smartphone. And when you download Stitcher to hear Geekcast Radio, you'll have a chance to win money. Downloading is quick and easy. Just find Stitcher in the App Store. During registration, hit the promo code box and enter Geekcast Radio, all one word, to get automatically entered to win $100. The latest episodes of the shows will be waiting for you in your favorites. You'll get access to lots of other amazing shows, too. Always available to you on demand, no syncing. It's Stitcher Smart Radio. Don't forget to enter promo code Geekcast Radio when you register.
Camping? As in leaving the comfort of civilization? As in no TV? No music? No games? As in my circuits are gonna fry from boredom?
All right! You forced me to make the ultimate sacrifice. To do the one thing that requires more courage than anything I've ever had to do in my entire Autobot career. I apologize.
Come again?
I take back every mean thing I ever said about you. Don't let others tell you what you are. You can be any bot you wanna be.
You mean I can be a hero?
Yes. And you can start by saving this city from being consumed by a swarm of out-of-control microbots.
Yes! I am Wreck-Gar! I am a hero!
That's a direct order, Optimus!
It's Optimus Prime. I may be an Elite Guard washout and a glitch detail flunky, but the last time I checked, you and I still have equal rank. So, Sentinel Prime, take your order and your condescending attitude and stick it in your hard drive. You're on my turf now.
Organic contamination alert.
Contamination located.
What are you calling a contamination?
Stay cool and roll back off the ship nice and easy-like. And don't even think of spewing any of your slime at me.
Slime? What are you... Oh, you're afraid of me, aren't you? Booga booga booga!
Now back to Transformation Animation Podcast.
So, final thoughts on the unreleased stuff and the BotCon set. I absolutely love the BotCon set. I wish I could actually have bought those toys, but sadly, because of the price, I would rather just spend something to have somebody customize them in Puggle form. So I have BotCon toys in the Puggle form.
Significantly less expensive that way.
Yes, exactly. I have Dead End, Breakdown, Dragstrip, Wild Rider, Motormaster, Toxitron, and Sideswipe. Spada, final thoughts on the unreleased stuff and the BotCon stuff?
I really wish they released the Wingblade Prime here.
Yeah,
that was the one figure that I said, I really am sad that they didn't release that here. Now, I know you could get it for a reasonable price imported, but I'm done with the line. I don't want to get the line anymore.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean...
Kind of dead now.
Yeah, everybody's pretty much done with animated. Everybody's moved on to Prime toys that are coming out.
Except in my area.
I haven't seen them yet either. Not that I'll be buying them. I think I'm going to pass on those. Not that they don't look good, but I don't think I'm going to collect any more.
Yeah, you know, I wanted to get them. I thought, okay, sure, I could start, you know, collecting the Prime toys. That would be kind of cool. And then I watched a bunch of people's video reviews, and although I love the toys, I love the way they look, I just don't care enough to own them. So I promptly canceled all the pre-orders I put up. So I think that's going to do it for this toy episode. Spada, do you want to pimp out your YouTube channel?
Yeah, you can go ahead and check me out at youtube.com/boltmatrix. Hopefully having a bunch of new reviews going up. Going to look at the Japanese Brave figures, maybe some more Lego and Halo, or Lego and Mega Bloks stuff. And just as stuff as I much as I could get up there Transformers-wise before the TF Prime figures hit.
Thank you for listening to Transformation Animation Podcast. There are some ways to get in contact with us or leave feedback for the show. Visit the website, geekcastradio.com. You can now stream all of our podcasts on Stitcher. Leave the show's feedback in iTunes. Please do this. Follow us on Twitter. The show name there is TFA Podcast. Mine is TFG on Mike. Spado, what is your Twitter?
I am at twitter.com/BoltMatrix.
And Michael?
PeconCTMichael.
Become a fan of Facebook. Go to Geekcast Radio. Facebook.com/GeekcastRadioNetwork. God, I have a lot of editing to do on these episodes. Holy
okay,
shit.
Okay, then. Yeah.
And don't forget to snuggle up with some toast.
Bert, toast!
Call the voicemail line. Tell us the show you're leaving the message for and your name. 502-526-5821. We hope you enjoyed this episode of TAP and wish you'll join us next time when Steve Megatron will be back and we'll be talking about the AllSpark Almanacs. For now, I am TFG1 Mike with...
Spade of the Bolt Matrix.
And Michael Wilson.
We'll tap you again next week. See you later.